We do most of our work for people who are not in unions. We do federal government employees, state government, local government, as well as private sector, profit, nonprofit. And we get a lot of repetitive type of complaints. People say, I'm in a lousy job with a lousy environment. They're hostile to me. Management makes bad decisions. I told them not to do this. They did it, and now we're in trouble. And I say, you know what? Sounds fine to me. Your remedy is go get a different job, because you're not the owner. You're not going to be able to make them do what you think is better to do. The where employees have rights is when there's actually discrimination of some kind based on unlawful factors like race, creed, color, national origin, ethnicity, gender, handicap, illness. Those are the ones that we can absolutely do something
about. They have to prove that, though.
Occasionally, a wrongful discharge based on whistleblower type of behavior, a wrongful discharge based on somebody's retaliating in some other way, you know, so that we have to find these cubby holes to put these complaints in. Otherwise, the answer is get a different job. You just have no ability to change where you are.
And that's not always so easy.
No, it is absolutely, especially in this economy.
Yeah.
No question.
It's not easy at all.
Yeah, it's tough advice, but I'd rather have people know that than kind of invest themselves in even in their mind, in years worth of recrimination and upset and if only and this and that. We just got to tell them some reality. This is the way it is. It's kind of like telling people in a bad marriage, you know what? Either make a deal or walk.
Or get out of it.
Which is also not so easy. And by the way, that's the other thing we do. Actually, I've said this joke on this stage before.
Say it again.
What's the similarity between employment law and family law? Gentlemen, either way, somebody's leaving and somebody doesn't want to pay for it.